What's that on that beat?
You are now tuned in to Power Podcasts, the Empower Hour. Peace and blessings, beautiful souls. I am Brandy L. Bates, author of Moonshine for the Soul, The Art of Grind, and many other books. I'll be your host for tonight. You can find me on Twitter at Soledad Francis and on Instagram at Brandy Is Winning. Most of these podcasts can be found archived on YouTube, hashtag Power Podcasts, but please listen to them while they still have all of their spirit and vitality by subscribing to us on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and or BrandyBates.podomatic.com.
Prepare for takeoff. Prepare for takeoff. We have officially started the second half of 2022. I do hope and pray you're hitting all your goals and shit, fam. I do hope and pray that you're healthy and wealthy and happy and paid and loved and living successfully and birthing brighter realities. My greatest hope is that you're covered and protected and living in a healed state and walking in your passion. William Shakespeare once wrote, "The earth has music for those who listen. The earth has music for those who listen." The other night, I sat outside and I meditated to the sound of crickets and cicadas and beneath the moonlight and the star shine and a little faint fireflies here and there just before the storm. Nothing like a summer storm. And in that moment, it really dawned on me, you know, how Earth is this amazing orchestra. And it's not a human, synthetic, man-made type of energy or synergy or music. It's godly. It's higher minded. It's of a spiritual tone. But it's always rhythmic. The way the ocean, the way the waves of the ocean beat the coast, there's rhythm and blues in that, almost like the sound of a djembe drum or just any type of percussion, right? And when you listen to the sound of bees or wasps or even hummingbirds, right? Bees, wasps, hummingbirds. It sounds a little bit like string instruments, right? The strum of a guitar. But the earth has music for those who listen. We do not experience things as they really are. We experience things only through a filter, and that filter determines what information will enter our awareness and what will be rejected. If we change the filter, which ultimately is our belief system, then we automatically experience the world in a completely different way. James Allen wrote in As a Man Thinketh, "Strong, pure, and happy thoughts build up the body in vigor and grace." Right? Start feeling worthy, valuable, and deserving of receiving the best that life has to offer. Prepare for takeoff, right? Start feeling worthy, valuable, and deserving of receiving the best that life has to offer. You deserve to have the best. You deserve to have the best relationship. You deserve to have the best career. You deserve to have the best housing. You deserve to be loved in the most prolific way. Everyone suffers. Everyone suffers. That's a guarantee when you live in this world, in this day and age. You're going to experience some form of suffering, some form of heartache or heartbreak or struggle or resistance. But here is the caveat. Everyone suffers, but the causes of suffering are always internal. Stay with me. David Wolf wrote in the Sun Food Diet Success System, which really is a book about, you know, eating raw, natural, whole, organic, organically grown foods that are grown from the earth, that grow on trees or grow in the sea. Or because understand, everything that you eat that grows on a tree naturally means that it's powered. There's energy and information in the food. And so when you eat it, you take that light energy that's encoded into the fruits or vegetables or grains, and then you digest it and it becomes a part of your cellular being. He said, beautify your thoughts. Thoughts are the headwaters of action, life, and manifestation. Beautify your thoughts. Beautify your thoughts today. If you want a different life, you must be a different person, baby. You want a different life, you got to be somebody different. Because the you who has been you so far, the shit you've been doing, if you keep doing it the way you've been doing it, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. And I don't know about you, but I want more for myself. I want more for my children. I want more for my life. I want more for my future. When you love yourself, you give off a certain type of fragrance. You give off a certain type of vibration and aura. You attract people who love, respect, and appreciate your energy when you love yourself. I can always tell when somebody has poor self-esteem, low self-esteem, no self-esteem. I can tell when somebody's been beat down, when they either had a caretaker or an old trifling-ass motherfucking mother or grandmother or auntie or pops or whoever that talked down to them or spoke bullshit to them, didn't uplift them, poured bullshit negativity into them. You can always tell because it casts such a shadow over children, and they grow into adults that hate themselves, that don't like themselves, that don't like the size of their noses or the way their hair grows out of their scalp, or they don't like the way their body looks, or they don't like the complexion of their skin. When you love yourself, everything starts with how you feel about yourself. Part of your mission on Earth, on this planet, part of your mission on Earth is to master your thoughts, to master your vibration, to get a hold of your frequency and actually become the pilot of your reality, of your Merkaba, of that meat suit that you're wearing. You're in this meat suit. Your body is your vehicle, right? You only get one per lifetime. It's your job to study the way this world works, to study the systems, to study the science, to study the mathematics, and to get your mind right in such a way that your brain and your mind and your heart and your consciousness powers you to where you're trying to be. Right? Part of your mission in that body, in that vehicle, in this dispensation, because you're not going to be here for long, baby. You're not going to be here forever. We won't be here forever. Part of your mission is to master your thoughts, your vibration, your frequency, so that you can move through all of life with ease. L. Frank Baum wrote in The Lost Princess of Oz, the same gentleman who wrote The Wizard of Oz, said, "No thief, however skillful, can rob one of knowledge. And that's why knowledge is the best and safest treasure to acquire. What you know, they can't take from you. Shit you know, they can't steal it from you. They can take your money. They can even take your freedom. They can take your pride. They can't take what you store in your mind. What you know that you know that you know that you know. No one can take that from you. Even healing, your healing must be intentional." Carol Dweck, a prominent Stanford psychologist, she found that people who believe their intelligence is fixed and unchanging have a very difficult time learning. The moment these people experience any form of difficulty or negative feedback, they mentally break and give up. And conversely, she found people who believe their intelligence is fluid and malleable are far more likely to grow and change. They are clay that can be transformed through experience, especially challenging and new experiences. This is about being on some visionary shit, right? Frank Ocean said this is some visionary shit. Some Stanley Kubrick. This is about being on some Stanley Kubrick visionary shit. Being able to shine means being able to communicate with others using the mind, and it gives people the ability to see things that have happened in the past or will happen in the future. The shine. The shining. Most people are only as needy as their unmet needs. Think of all the things that went right to bring you to your favorite people. Your husband, your wife, your boo thing, your boyfriend, bang, bang, right? Your favorite people, your child, your kid, your favorite unk, your favorite aunt, that professor that just spoke life into you, right? Think of all the things that went right to bring you to your favorite people and the best parts of your life, your mom, your dad, your childhood, and where you are today. Think about where you are today, where you are today, where you live, your city, where you work, where you play, and remember that includes the things that went wrong, even the shit that went wrong. Even the shit that went left, even the heartache, the heartbreaks, the disappointments, the upsets, the losses, the L's brought you to where you are at this very moment. Every decision you've made, every chance you've taken, it all brought you to this moment. Now, I want you to focus for a moment on this timeline. Because you're on the timeline you're going to be on. We are actively shifting into new realities. We are actively shifting into new realities. I need you to put on your thinking caps, Toto. I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore, right? Because right at CERN, where the Large Hadron Collider infamously stands, it, in front of the building is a statue of Shiva. A statue of Shiva. A Hindu deity known as the Destroyer. Now, why would they have this ancient, archaic, esoteric, Eastern deity in front of a science building? The Large Hadron Collider. The Large Hadron Collider is an Orion stargate. For those of you who have access to any streaming apps, Go back and watch Stargate, the original Stargate, the movie, not the series. Stargate. And I want you to look up and Google and do your research on Orion's Belt in Egypt and the pyramids of Giza. And look up as much information as you can on Stargates. Because a Stargate, artificial or natural, subspace is a wormhole. Okay? It is a portal device that allows practical, rapid travel between dimensions or two distant locations in the universe. Or two distant locations, an alpha and an omega, right? Where you start and then where you arrive, where you start and then where you land, where you take off and then where you touch down in the multiverse. It's not a coincidence that the day that CERN decided to fire up the Large Hadron Collider, July 5th, 2022, the next day, Elon Musk says, we're going to reach Mars. Humanity, humankind, we're going to reach Mars in your lifetime, baby. We're going to get there while you're living. This isn't something that's going to happen 2,000 years from now. This is going to happen within the next 50 to 60, at best 70 years. With confidence. I want you to understand what's going on. I want you to understand what's going on. Like the pyramids, the CERN Large Hadron Collider, which some have compared to the Tower of Babel, is a gateway of the gods. Now, I'm not going to get into demonic shit or satanic shit because I don't believe in any of that. Okay? I'm talking about science and doctrine that predates any of the Judeo-Christian manufactured boogeymen by thousands and thousands, thousands of years. Stay with me. But like the pyramids, the CERN Large Hadron Collider presumably only the initiates know the encoded secrets. There are encoded secrets being uncovered and decoded right now as we speak. Now, for those not in the know, the Giza pyramids or the pyramids at Giza were and are glorified tombs dedicated to the pharaohs and the gods of Egypt, right? The ancient, archaic, ancient gods of Kemet and Kush. But just as the Large Hadron Collider, to most people, is just, quote unquote, a machine that smashes together subatomic particles, behind the veil, however, there's so much more. So much, much more. Okay? They whisper knowledge that is cosmic, that is ancient, futuristic, extra-dimensional, and mysterious. Just below the threshold of reality. Just below the threshold of your subconscious waking understanding. The whispers are just loud enough to hint that the secrets are there, but quiet enough to make sure it's up to us to act on our subconscious awareness and decide to follow the white rabbit wherever it goes. Because it's going down a rabbit hole. Stop thinking today that other people are going to come and save you. Whatever's going to happen, as you can see, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Nobody is coming to save you. When it's your time to clock out of this life, when it's your time to climb in the box, no one is going to be able to stop that. There is no choir of angels who are going to come rescue you from life, from your bills, from your misery, from your depression, from your anxiety, from your unhappiness. No one is coming to save you. Anything that gives you freedom is right. And anything that destroys your freedom is to be avoided. Don't settle for nice, pleasant, familiar. Keep looking until you find something that really rocks your soul and moves your entire being. Something that resonates with your core. I always say, if something doesn't resonate with you, that's not your thing. If it doesn't resonate with you, that's not your thing. If they don't resonate with you, those are not your people. That's not your person. Your person is going to resonate with you, and you're going to resonate with them. Curate every aspect of your life. Believe something, and the universe is on its way to being changed. If you believe, you know what? I'm healthy. You're going to experience health. You say, you know what? I'm so happy. Feel that. Really get it in your bones. Get it in your blood. Get it pumping. And you know what? Universe is going to show you just how happy your motherfucking ass can be. Right? Because you've changed by believing. And once you've changed, other things start to follow. See, the belief that you cannot change is what leads to a victim mentality. And if you are determined by nature to be what you are, then there is nothing you can do about your lot in life. If you are determined by nature to be what you are, then there is nothing you can do about your lot in life. But conversely, the belief that you can change leads you to take responsibility for your life. The way your body looks, you can chisel that, baby. I always say when people try to talk about your body, baby, I can lose weight. I can gain weight. I can get my weight up. I can get my muscles together. I can chisel this shit the fuck out. I can chisel these abs. I can get back to fighting weight. But you can't change your face. You can't, you know, you can't, certainty, you can't change everything. But what you can change, I say change it emphatically. Go to the limits of your longing. Let everything happen to you. Beauty and Terror, Rilke urged in his Book of Hours, his poetic cadence assuring us to just keep going. Just keep going. For nearby is the country they call life. Rilke sensed that, as the great naturalist John Muir observed a generation earlier, when we try to pick out anything by itself, we find it hitched to everything else in the universe, right? In such a universe, beauty is not so easily unhitched from terror. They coexist in one of those essential batteries whose two poles, like fear and hope, charge life with meaning, with aliveness, right? We see this everywhere in nature. We see this everywhere in nature. Virginia Woolf captured it in her arresting account of a total solar eclipse. And Coleridge captured it in contemplating the interplay of terror and transcendence in a storm. And like all that is true of nature, this duality of beauty and terror is also true of the subset of nature comprising our experience. The subset we call human nature. When happiness comes at us unbidden and elemental, there is almost a terror to its coming, to the totality of it, to the way it submerges and saturates and supinates us with something vast and uncontrollable and sublime, thrusting us past the limits of our longing. Did you know? Oxytocin, a hormone, a neuropeptide, oxytocin, plays a major role in attachment processes, and it serves several purposes. It causes women to go into labor. Oxytocin causes women to go into labor. It strengthens attachment, and it increases trust and cooperation. And so we get a boost of oxytocin in our brain during orgasm. Did you know? And even when we cuddle, when you cuddle, when you snuggle, you booed up, especially when you're about to have sex, when you're having sex, during sex, after sex, the afterglow, oxytocin, which is why it's been tagged the cuddle hormone. How is oxytocin related to conflict resolution or conflict reduction? Sometimes we spend less quality time with our partners, right? Yo, boo, babe, especially when other demands on us are pressing. Work, business, kids, you know, family shit, you putting out fires. But I'm here to tell you, neuroscience findings suggest that we should change our priorities, because by foregoing closeness with our partners, we are also missing our oxytocin boost. Being booed up is good for you, okay? Making us, when you don't have that for a prolonged period of time, because human beings are designed to be in community. We're designed to be tribal. We're pack animals. Human beings are pack animals, okay? We're not lone wolves. We are a type of predator, but we do best when we're part of the tribal village or unit. And so when you are foregoing time to get those oxytocin boosts, it makes you less agreeable. It makes you angry, right? Makes you angry. It makes you an asshole. It makes you a bitch to the world around you. It makes you more vulnerable to conflict. It makes it so that you're on edge. It makes it so that you are prone to anger and depression. And doing weird incel shit. Right? Consume wisely. Consume wisely. Your subconscious doesn't know the difference between truth and fiction. This is why it's important to filter the things that you expose yourself to. The shows you watch, the music you listen to. Are you listening to binaural beats? Are you listening to positive affirmations? Or are you listening to bullshit night in, day out? Who you have in your motherfucking ear? The people you look up to? All those things have an influence on your subconscious mind and the way it's programmed. Expose yourself to the things that resonate with your greater purpose and that which transcends your consciousness. You got to start moving smart, baby. Success isn't that difficult. It merely involves taking 20 steps in a singular direction. Somebody said you'd be amazed at how far you can go if you didn't stop, if you didn't keep quitting. If you don't keep quitting and you don't stop and keep stopping and turning directions, because see, most people take one step in 20 directions and you got to start doing this and you're working on this and now you're working on this degree and you start on this job and then 2 years later you're doing something else and you decide to go into this field and then 6 months later you're doing something else. Stick to something. Stick to something. Find your thing and stick to it and build it. Brick after brick, after brick, after brick builds a cathedral. You can change yourself and you can change the situation, but you absolutely cannot change other people. Only they can do that. Personality isn't permanent. We're all operating at different data levels. We're all using different amounts of data. Utilizing different amounts of memory. Do you understand or know your carbon footprint? The world we think we see is only a view. It's a collective description of the world that we create through our belief systems. And accepting this fact seems to be one of the most empowering things you could ever do. Becoming psychologically flexible is key to personal transformation. Not over attaching to your current identity. Don't get too attached to the labels. Don't get too attached to the box that you've placed yourself in socioeconomically, or your gender, or your sex, or your religion, or your ethnicity, or your nationality, or how you vote, or your political standing, or what you like to eat, or how you live, right? Don't get too attached to that. Don't get too overly attached to perspective, even. Keep your perspectives loose, fluid, moving, adapting, changeable, because that's the key. You got to be able to adapt. You got to be able to take one, get hit in the motherfucking face, get up, keep moving. When the weather changes, you got to be able to adapt to the weather. When the climate changes, you've got to be able to adapt to the climate change. When the mood changes, you got to be able to put your antenna up and move with the wind. Do you follow me? Becoming insatiably committed to a future purpose and embracing emotions rather than avoiding them is how radical change occurs. And you got to learn to love yourself radically in all ways. Because living in this world is going to tell you, you got to do this to look better. You got to lose weight to look better. You got to get this and get that to be smarter. You got to do this and do that to make more money. Always requiring more and more and more and more and more of you. But when you're good with you and you're like, you know what? Yeah, there's always room for improvement. We can all stand a little room for improvement. But when you like you and you love you, and no matter what society says, you're going to take care of you. You're going to want to see you move forward. Got to get specific with your prayer. You got to get specific with your meditation and your intention. It's vitally important to be specific. See, guides like you have spirit guides. Think of it like this. You have spirit guides. You have your ancestors who've crossed over and they're now in the spiritual realm. You have what some people would call like guardian angels. You have your higher self. You have different versions of you in different timelines and on different quantum levels, right? You're never alone. Even when you think you're talking to yourself, you're not just talking to yourself. Others are hearing when you talk to yourself. And you got to be specific even when you're talking to God. Because I've learned God always, all my prayers get answered, but God can be petty. If you're not specific, God will be like, oh, you didn't mention that part. You just said you wanted this. You got to be specific. Guides, I'd like you to help me become happy is a request that causes your guides, your spirit guides, your ancestors, God, to shrug their shoulders, right? They not, okay, what's going to make you happy? Seeing some flowers, you know, some good food, right? Listen. But if you're like guides, God, ancestors, show me how good it gets. Show me how good it can get. Show me how much I can be loved. Show me a million miracles today. What else can I see, hear, taste, touch, smell, feel today that will make this the greatest day of my life? Help me to level up. What can I read and consume and experience today that will help me to level up and boss up? Guides, I want your help in getting that job, that promotion. It gives them something to work with. Be clear, be specific, and give the universe something to work with. Give yourself a goal. This month, I want to make this amount of money. This quarter, this is how much money I need to be bringing in. This year, I want to see this city and this country and this continent. And then you break it down. What do I need to do? If I want to get to Venezuela and I want to get to Mumbai or Dubai, or I want to get to Cairo, this is what I'm going to need to do. This is how much it's going to cost. This is what I need to lock into so I can be there in the next 6 months to a year. And you break everything down into the smaller steps. And then what's going to happen? Watch this. What's going to happen is little things are going to start to fall into place. Seemingly little unexplainable coincidences and irony and serendipity. No matter what happens in life, be good to people. Because being good to others is a wonderful legacy to leave behind. Surround yourself with people who remind you more of your future than your past. Dan Sullivan wrote that. Surround yourself with people who remind you more of your future than your past. You're already living something you once wanted to experience. Imagine what else you can bring to life. Consciously choose to have a happy life, a wealthy life, a successful life. Consciously choose to have a life of intrigue and excitement and fun and laughter. One that is filled with love and good health and bags on top of bags. And I always say, guess what? I'm gonna be loved and blessed and paid and bountiful and abundant for the rest of my days. My shit gonna follow me like my hair growing past my ankles. It's gonna just sway behind me like a wake. The blessings are gonna chase me and follow me and consume me for the rest of my days. That's how I talk. You feel me? Do not chase the butterfly. Mend your garden. Get your shit together. Grow some fragrant shit. Grow some tomatoes and some roses and some sunflowers. I love sunflowers because they face each other. When they're not facing the sun, the source, they always face one another. Don't chase the butterfly. Get your garden together and then let the butterflies come. You don't gotta chase shit when you make the conditions so beautiful and majestic and wonderful and amazing that the shit that you're trying to chase, it's like, oh, baby, I'm trying to fuck with you. Yeah, I'm trying to get with you. I'm trying to fuck with you, though. What we doing? What are we doing? Your destiny awaits. Prepare for takeoff. Prepare for takeoff. Ask yourself this. What am I believing that is manifesting in my life this way? What do I hold in my consciousness as being truth, my truth? It's time to move beyond energies and situations that are no longer helpful to you. Create space for your growth. Create space for your growth. If not you, who? Because you possess the ability to use your thoughts and actions to bring life-fulfilling opportunities. Charles Hanel in the Master Key System wrote, "You cannot entertain weak, harmful, negative thoughts 10 hours a day and expect to bring about beautiful, strong, and harmonious conditions by 10 minutes of strong, positive, creative thought." You praying for 10 minutes, but 10 hours of your day, you messy than a motherfucker. You gossiping, you talking shit about people, you laughing at people's misfortunes, you being raggedy. What you think you gonna bring about? But now if you spending 5 to 10 hours in quiet meditation and you speaking good things, again, remember, heavy on the positive affirmations, heavy on the keeping the vision that you want for your life in front of you. Prepare for takeoff. Think of yourself as a warrior reborn. Remember how powerful you are, baby. Don't be shocked when life starts to get good. Prepare for takeoff. Let's go.